Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. İnna arsalnaka şahidan ve mübeşşiran ve nezira. Lütu'minu billahi ve rasulihi ve tu'azziruhu ve tuvakkiruhu ve tusabbihuhu bukratan ve asila. This verse impresses upon the importance of the respect of the name of Allah Ta'ala. وَتُعَزِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ, that in all ways, all forms, we respect and honor Allah Ta'ala and we support the cause of Allah Ta'ala. So two things are required of us, that we show the greatest amount of respect for Allah Ta'ala and we support the cause of Deen. And people that have progressed in the past and present was on account of this deep-rooted respect. As they showed the respect, Allah Ta'ala allowed them to prosper. And as they compromised in the respect, then they also fell down. Bishr Hafi Rahmatullah Ali is a saint of the 2nd century, around the time of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah Ali. In his day, in his youth, he was a drunkard, intoxicated. But one day, he saw a paper lying down. He picked it up. He saw the name of Allah Ta'ala on the paper. He cleaned the paper. He had some money in his pocket, he purchased some ether and applied it. And thereafter, he placed it on his head, perhaps topi or turban, whatever. So that night, he saw Allah Ta'ala telling him that, Bishr, you have honored our name and we will confer respect to you. Then the great Muhaddis, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, who is the ustad of Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim, Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullah alayhi, he used to frequent him and show him a lot of respects and regard, take guidance from him. So they asked him, but you are an imam in hadith, you are an imam in fiqh, this person is not at your level, he is far lower than you, but what was the need for you to refer to him for guidance and for mashura? So he says, yes, he may be less than me in knowledge, but definitely I've learned who Allah Ta'ala is from this person here. I know the word, like we say, you take the name of a commodity, right? Coffee or chocolate or whatever, right? We take the name of a commodity, takes chocolate. So one is that person who knows the name, but he hasn't seen it, he doesn't know the texture, he doesn't know the taste. And the other person is that who doesn't know the name, but he knows the texture, he knows the taste, he knows the enjoyment, he knows the benefit. So who is better? The one that enjoys it, he tastes it, he knows the texture, or the person that just knows the name? So Imam Ahmad rahmatullah says that yes, in knowledge definitely we surpassed him, but who is Allah Ta'ala? This man has guided us to Allah Ta'ala himself. So in the past there was a lot of respect for Allah Ta'ala, for the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for the words of Allah Ta'ala. Wherever the word of Allah Ta'ala appeared, or they heard the word of Allah Ta'ala, and they would show a lot of respect. The Quran Sharif itself emphasizes, coming to the masjid, مَا كَانَ لَهُمْ أَن يَدْخُلُوهَا إِلَّا خَائِفِينَ. Come in a dignified, very respectable manner, with a lot of humility, and what you will get is you'll get your sins forgiven. But you come in a dignified, respectable, humble manner, considering yourself to be a sinner, and then come in a sunnah manner, placing your right foot first, reciting Durood Sharif, and thereafter reciting the Mastoon Dua, Bismillah, Wassalatu Wassalamu Ala Rasulillah, all the humility, and then this is what you get. In Surah Nur, Allah says this again, فِي بُيُوتٍ أَذِينَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعَ وَيُسْكَرَ فِي اسْمِهِ. Allah Ta'ala has commanded that in his homes must be elevated, respected, and his name must be taken in abundance. So, the reason for the respect is because it's the house of Allah Ta'ala. It's not your backyard, but my backyard. It's not my house, it is the house of Allah Ta'ala, with that consciousness that this is the house of Allah Ta'ala that I'm entering, and with the greatest amount of humility, fear, ashamed of ourselves, and then we enter, and then we see, we're going out, we're leaving the masjid with a beautiful manner, that our sins are getting forgiven, our understanding is growing, and Allah Ta'ala blesses us worldly wise, and the hereafter He blesses us. Then you hear the name of Allah Ta'ala, then upon hearing the name of Allah Ta'ala, also we will show the greatest amount of respect. A great muhaddis, Ibrahim As-Sagh, right? He was a jeweler by trade. And in those days they didn't have like this azan clocks, etc. So now people couldn't figure out now exactly what is the time, what is the time of azan, what is the time of the salah. But a great muhaddis, Ibrahim Sa'ir, contemporary of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, and as he's in his practice in his jewelry shop, and he's busy shaping the jewelry with his instruments, and there when he hears the first word of the azan being called, first word, like the first azan of the Jummah, he just hears that first word, Allahu Akbar, being called, he will not even take the pain and the trouble to replace the instruments in their places. He will leave it as it were and proceed to the house of Allah Ta'ala straight away. The respect that they showed just to the name of Allah Ta'ala. Many times you come across people up till now that when they hear the azan, then they go into a total silence. They want to reply to the azan that we have heard the word of Allah Ta'ala and we need to show it the desired amount of respect. And this is not a small thing, it's a great thing. There's a hadith in Bukhari Sharif, it's repeated about 15 times. About three people that were traveling, and there was a heavy downpour, extremely heavy downpour. You can't balance yourself. So they found a cave, and they took refuge in the cave. In the meanwhile, there was such a heavy flood that came down, that flood carried a huge boulder and blocked the whole entrance of the cave. Now, there's no way for them to get out of the cave. So they consulted, they discussed the whole matter. Now we are in this predicament, what should we be doing? So they decided, let's we make dua to Allah Ta'ala on account of any good deed that we have done. For the good deed that we have done, the blessings of the good deed that we have done, let's implore Allah Ta'ala, maybe Allah Ta'ala will look at us favorably. So one person amongst the three says, oh Allah Ta'ala, I had a girl cousin, I was too much infatuated with her, very infatuated, we're like inseparable, and she didn't allow me any type of access, no talking and no access, but I was infatuated, I couldn't restrain myself. When I spoke to her, she says, no. One day she came up and says, alright, but give me 100 gold coins. I was in a state of desperation. She said, give me 100 gold coins, then I will give you the access. Oh, I worked for the whole year, and I was infatuated. You know, they say, Jawani, Diwani. Person is young, then he can't apply himself, he can't reason. He got that 100 coins. Imagine one coin now. Nowadays, one Kruger coin, what it's worth, right? He got 100 coin and gave it to her. And according to what was agreed, she made herself available. But as she was just about to approach, she says, اِتَّقِ اللَّهَ وَلَا تَكْسِرِ الْخَاتَمِ. Fear Allah Ta'ala, don't do this. Fear Allah. Had to just say that, fear Allah Ta'ala. He heard the name of Allah Ta'ala, his heart was overwhelmed with the consciousness, the awareness and the fear of Allah Ta'ala. He said, can have the money, I'm going away. But in what awe, what magnificence, what greatness he held the name of Allah Ta'ala, that he worked that entire year. Imagine the amount of money he must have earned. But the moment the name of Allah Ta'ala struck his heart, and he just left the money, and he was gone. And now he says to Allah Ta'ala, "O Allah Ta'ala, I have done this for you. If it was for your prayer that I have done this, just give us the passage, open this, move this bolt out." And his dua is answered. But just respecting the name of Allah Ta'ala and what he does to the person, respect it as the name of Allah Ta'ala deserves to be respected. لِتُعَذِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ. Then, again, respect to the name of Allah Ta'ala. It is the Jummah, right, that we have all assembled for, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, as the Imam ascends the minbar, right, وَلَا صَلَاتَ وَلَا كَلَامٍ. Now, you can't even speak. You can't even tell your brother, remain silent. Just focus to the khutbah itself. قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْسِتُوا. Remain silent, right, and listen attentively. That's the command. Listen very attentively and remain silent. If you want to be blessed, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. You want the special mercies of Allah Ta'ala to shower you, right? To shower you, as you have left the Jummah, then this is the requirement, that you come correctly with respect. And as the khutbah is being delivered, then with absolute silence, absolute focus, undivided attention, now you're leaving the masjid with Allah Ta'ala's mercy showering upon you. Now you're a better person. Whatever you're doing, deen, dunya, you're getting blessed. Why? Because you respected the name of Allah Ta'ala. Then nothing that will distract you from Allah Ta'ala, nothing that will distract you from listening to the khutbah, but your phone, nothing. Now this becomes an addiction. At any given time, you know, Imam is delivering the khutbah and someone is looking at the phone. Now how is that person be eligible for the special mercies? We've come here for the special mercy to enshroud us, right? Now, a simple adjustment was remain absolutely silent and listen attentively, and then see how Allah Ta'ala will bless you after that. And then this command is emphasized so much that if the person is doing something incorrect, you can't even correct him. You remain absolutely focused. Even when the Imam is reading some Quranic ayah, don't repeat. The Muazzin is calling out the Azan for the Jummah before the khutbah, right? Then too, you must remain silent, just absolute silence. So the amount of emphasis on the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time, absolute silence, quiet, and just focus with absolute silence and with an undivided mind. Then you become eligible for the special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enshroud you, right? Then again, you hear the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what it did to people of the past. I explained about Bishr Hafi rahmatullah alayh. Now Harun al-Rashid is like one of the greatest kings of Islam, right? Coming around the second century of Islam. But how did he receive the word of Allah Ta'ala? How did he receive the name of Allah Ta'ala? When he heard the name of Allah Ta'ala, how did he receive it? So he's moving with an entourage of over 1,000 people, choicest persons of the army, moving. And at a distance, a Jew calls out, "Ya Amir al-Mu'minin, ittaqillah." Now he's at that power, the might, the glory, one of the greatest kings of Islam, greatest kings of the golden era of Islam. And it's a Jew now, people generally look at them with contempt, right? But he's calling out, "Ya Amir al-Mu'minin, oh Amir al-Mu'minin, fi Allah Ta'ala." And now what was the response of this king? Not an ordinary citizen, not an ordinary person, he's a king. And the highest and at the most glorious era of Islam, what is his response? He jumps off his horse straight away. Not even going onto the stirrup, jumps off straight and he goes into sajda. For a long time he's weeping and weeping for about 10-15 minutes. And then he came back and he saw whatever the Jew wanted, he made it available. So someone that was quite close to Amir al-Mu'minin, Harun al-Rashid, inquired, "You know, but was a Jew, and then why do you take him so seriously?" He said, "No, I didn't take the Jew seriously. I took the words very seriously." His words were ittaqillah. And you know what was the response of the kafir when he heard ittaqillah? إِذَا قِيلَ لَهُ اتَّقِلَّهَ أَخَذَتْهُ الْعِزَّةُ بِالْإِسْمِ فَحَسْبُهُ جَهَنَّمُ. Allah speaks about that arrogant kafir. when he heard the word Ittaqillah, then he was overwhelmed with pride, like how we see now, he showed an attitude. So he showed an attitude, proud and arrogant. And I didn't want to be in line, I didn't want to be lined up with that kafir. Because I was afraid at that time, that if I don't show respect to this name of Allah Ta'ala, then it mustn't happen that I am lined up with him. So therefore, I just jumped off straight away. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the fate of this kafir. إِذَا قِيلَ لَهُ اتَّقِ اللَّهَ أَخَذَتْهُ الْعِزَّةُ بِالْإِسْمِ فَحَسْبُهُ جَهَنَّمُ. His attitude, his arrogance had the bit over him. And then Allah says, his abode is Jahannam. Jahannam is sufficient for him. So I didn't want to be lined up with him. So with the fear of Allah Ta'ala, I jumped off, I made sajda, I cried to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for repentance and for security in this world and the next. But you see, this holding the name of Allah Ta'ala, the name of Allah Ta'ala, the command of Allah Ta'ala, in that level of magnanimity, we can't take these things lightly. لا تتخذوا آيات الله هزوا. Right? The word of Allah Ta'ala, the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, you can't take them lightly. People are just living, sometimes it's a divorce, and we say, no man, we can't just separate this over one single word, we can't do that. That means we don't have the desired amount of respect in our hearts for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. When there's a divorce, then there must be a separation. When there is a state that you are handling, right? Then understand, يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالْ يَتَامَ ظُلْمًا. If you are going to be mishandling the trust, right? يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِمْ نَارًا. Then you are putting fire into your belly, right? So if you got Allah Ta'ala's respect, and the yaqeen and the certainty that it is the word of Allah Ta'ala, then you don't want to interfere with this. Come millions or billions. But yeah, I need to give precedence to the word of Allah Ta'ala. So this is what Allah Ta'ala is saying. And I can't play around with this. I can't be experimenting with this. It's a too dangerous thing to experiment. You understand that there's a bomb here, right? And someone tells you, this is a time bomb. You know, it may just explode now. Will you want to be anywhere near? So you don't want to interfere. You don't want to take a chance with your life. You know how what your life means to you. So you're not going to go anywhere near. So exactly the same, the command of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala's command now. I can't do this. I can't experiment with these things. It's not a thing to be experimenting with. It's a command of Allah Ta'ala, I must execute. I must humble myself. I must respect. And we don't have an attitude like, alright, one is we don't submit or humble ourselves. And one is, alright, let's work around it now. Let's work around, let's make a plan. So making a plan and working around something, Allah Pak is watching what you're doing. It's not that Allah Pak doesn't know what you're doing, and He doesn't know the schemes and the conspiracies. He knows everything. He knows. Alimum bidhati sudur. He knows what is exactly within your mind. He knows it. So you can't escape. When you can't escape, then the right thing is just come out in front, admit your mistake, and leave out the prohibited area or the area that is of a doubtful nature. Just leave it out. I don't risk my iman. I don't risk my relationship with my most beautiful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't risk that relationship. Why must I cause a disruption, an interruption in that taluq? We have got a friend, so we want to respect the friendship, right? And you should be respecting the friendship. But obviously, the sequence is first Allah Ta'ala. In anything that we do, what is the command of Allah Ta'ala? He's called me, so I need to respect His invitation. But before Him is Allah Ta'ala. What is the command of Allah Ta'ala? What should I do? Should I go? Should I attend? Should I attend? Is there something that is wrong in that da'wat or in that invitation? Something that Allah Pak will not like, or His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will not approve of. I must go and first clear that up. Censor the whole thing. See if it is approved by Allah Ta'ala. Then see that Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also endorses it. Then we can go afterwards. But now we don't see anything. So now a friendship, and I need to respect the friendship. Really, there's something wrong in the understanding of your deen. Allah Ta'ala grant us the true respect of Allah Ta'ala, His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sahaba-i-Kiram, and the pious awliya.